Dear Ferguson, a DC community poem. Your lifeblood is a quiet hum. Your breath tapering, solemn. Your children, doe-eyed, brimming with a thousand divergent futures. Oh, America, you explosive cocktail that burnt the throats of my grandfathers. I want to forget the marks on my grandmother's knees. I would love for my nephews to never know why there are scars on the knuckles of my punching fist, why there are explosives that we have to throw back to you, why we are seen as an explosion and not a sunspot, a community, clustered stars protecting each other from receiving more black holes. There needs to be an end to this idea that something black needing holes. Dear Ferguson, why is tear gas more important than sorrow? Let the people weep without curfew or burning. Why don't you love the children you've birthed? Out of fire, phoenixes licked by bullets and rubber bullets. You have become mother bird that pushes her babies out of the nest onto a ground of injustice. Dear Ferguson, what year are we in? Why do we continue to take one step forward and 60 years back? You say black thought is worth less than white noise. Is this why you're killing our boys? Dear Ferguson, what's been happening to you doesn't shock me. But that's what is scary. I pray that my son is not made famous by his murder. That his moment in the limelight is not some rapper's crappy tribute song. This is not my country. This is my country. This is shit. When a camera's 100 eyes squinted 1 million times at the island between oceans of land teeming with sometimes I can't breathe because the tear gas is too thick. But we are liquid, seeping through each red tape concrete. I pray that you find clasped hands are tighter than cuffs, that black can't dissolve in red, white, and blue. This was a community poem, or the potluck poem, or the exquisite corpse, as done by the DC poetry community. We have many members, intergenerational community, many members of here of the DC, Baltimore, Virginia, that whole tri-area scene from years. We have from as far back as, you know, the early 90s all the way till now, and it's very, very beautiful to see such a community coming together, and we all wrote this poem.